Morning, everybody. Welcome back. It's Maryland Morning. I'm Tom Hall. Center Stage in Baltimore is presenting a Pulitzer Prize-winning musical about, of all things, mental illness. Maryland Morning theater critic J. Wynne Russick was at the opening night of Next to Normal. Here's her review.
Center Stage's production of Next to Normal has a magnificent set, a pulsating band, and power-packed performances. It's the third production I've seen of this 2010 Pulitzer Prize-winning musical. But what truly sets Center Stage's version apart is its perspective. Composer Tom Kitt and librettist Brian Yorkie have written a musical about a woman struggling with mental illness. Diana, a middle-aged wife and mother, is severely bipolar, delusional, suicidal. Both times I've seen the show before, I felt I was observing Diana's story, the story of a woman who suffered a great tragedy years earlier and has been haunted by it ever since. But when I watched director David Schweitzer's interpretation at Center Stage, for the first time, I felt I was experiencing this story from inside Diana's roiling brain. Ariella Morgenstern's Diana furiously insists that her caring husband can't know what she's going through, and the audience feels her searing, agonized cry.
You don't know!
When Diana's daughter's boyfriend joins the family for a normal dinner at home, the table and chairs spin like an amusement park ride. No sooner does the motion stop than piercing white light fills the stage with vertical bars of red light bulbs on either side. Diana's mind is so overstimulated it can't separate reality from illusion. Next to Normal isn't just about Diana's illness. It's also about that illness's impact on the rest of the family, especially teenage daughter Natalie, played by an appropriately youthful Callie Dooling. Natalie feels lost and overshadowed by her elusive older brother, and rendered invisible by her mother's seemingly endless psychiatric treatments.
4 times a week? But that's a lot, isn't it?
It's what the doctor recommended.
This is never going to get better, is it? He's never going away.
I don't know, Natalie.
This is one of those moments when you could just be a typical parent and lie and say yes.
Yes.
Thanks, that's comforting.
We learn about the event that precipitated Diana's decline and delusions fairly early in the show. I won't reveal that event here. It helps audiences appreciate how wildly off-kilter Diana's world is if they undergo the jolt of discovery themselves. Next to Normal is a small musical, 6 actors and 6 musicians, under Darren Cohen's adept musical direction. It's also a true and effective rock musical, a style that enhances its immediacy. That immediacy, the inescapable torture chamber of Diana's mind, is further enhanced by the often frenetic, synchronized choreography by Dan Kanetkis. In addition, the lighting by Aaron Black and projections by Driscoll Otto eerily transform Caleb Wurtenbaker's white 2-story architectural set from a domestic showplace to a sterile institution. The setting suggests that Diana feels institutionalized even in her own home. Michael Winther is heartbreaking as Diana's extraordinarily devoted husband. Matthew Roden as Natalie's boyfriend, and particularly Justin Scott Brown as her brother, could be rock stars in their own right. On opening night, Ariella Morgenstern's belting sometimes obscured Diana's lyrics, and Callie Dooling's singing wasn't a match for her spot-on acting. But neither dulls the impact of director Schweitzer's penetrating production. Next to Normal challenges the definitions of parental love, supportive marriage, mental illness, and normality. At Center Stage, it is truly a brain-stimulating musical.
Sing the song of forgetting.
Sing the song of forgetting.
Next to Normal is at Baltimore's Center Stage until November 16th. Come to wipr.org/Maryland Morning for more information and to check out a podcast of an interview that I did last week with David Schweitzer and Callie Dooling. Next week, theater critic Jay Wynn Russick will be here with her review of the new show at the Everyman Theater, Grounded. It's Maryland Morning. I'm Tom Hall. Stay with us.